Your stories from your city every day. This is Drive with Jeff Hutchison on ABC Radio Perth.
When we retire, I would imagine most of you, would do so hoping for the best. We don't really know, though, do we? Because when we do our sums, we don't know how long we're going to live for. Whenever I have this conversation with our ABC money man, Nick Bruning, he always seeks to reassure listeners to not pay too much heed to those who amplify and exaggerate the sums of money that supposedly you'll need for a comfortable retirement, because they're usually trying to sell you financial products. And my next guest, I think, shares some of that sentiment. Xavier O'Halloran is the CEO of Super Consumers Australia, and he joins me on Drive. Hello to you, Xavier.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Why do you think people have this sort of inflated and worrying idea about how much money they need to retire on?
Yeah, I think it's really down to them constantly hearing these messages. And they're messages, as you just pointed out, that are largely coming from superannuation funds and superannuation fund lobby groups, who, of course, benefit from you having more and more of your money with them, because it means they can charge higher and higher fees or take a larger slice of those retirement savings. So that's really what we've done here, is looked at all the analysis that the super funds have done and found it pretty wanting. And so came up with our own numbers that are a lot more realistic and grounded in what retirees are actually spending when it comes to retirement.
So tell us about your research and how you think people might best pursue their retirement targets. But I do understand we are talking primarily about people who are homeowners, because obviously the situation for people who rent is very difficult and I would think much, much more challenging.
Yeah, that's exactly right. When we were looking at this, we really grounded it all in whether people were suffering from any kind of financial hardship. So we wanted to make sure that we weren't putting numbers out there that were going to see people suffering in retirement. And the picture that painted really was that, by and large, for people that own their home, for most of them, in the most kind of financial secure position they'd ever been in their lives. But for renters, it was a very different picture. The rates of financial stress amongst renters in retirement are sky high. And it's not a problem that superannuation or retirement savings can necessarily solve. It's more of a problem of lack of affordable housing, which, you know, can be quite costly if you're no longer earning an income and you're relying on your remaining savings and the age pension. It doesn't really cover all the costs that your average renter will have. So they've got really high rates of income poverty.
So Xavier, when we're looking at homeowners then primarily, what do they need to think about? What's the equation that will give a truer picture of what we might need as we get older?
Yeah, so when we talked to people heading towards retirement and in retirement and found out what they wanted in terms of their standard of living, a lot of people expected to kind of maintain the standard of living they'd had during their working life. So a good way to go about it, if you're trying to do this yourself, we've come up with some numbers which will make it a little bit easier, and I can go into those as well. But
Please. Really
you're kind of looking at how much money you're spending day to day at the moment. You don't have to think as much about what you're saving or putting aside for a mortgage, because a lot of people, as they're heading towards retirement, will be looking to pay off the rest of their mortgage and they won't be looking to save into super anymore. It's time to start drawing down on that money and really making the most of your retirement. But if I turn to the kind of numbers that we've presented, the way we broke it down is looked at firstly, what the average Australian in retirement is spending. And at the moment, it's around $55,000 a year for a couple is what they're spending.
Yeah.
And so for some people, that might seem very low or very high, but it really depends on where you are on the income spectrum as to whether you think that might be suitable for you. And someone in that really typical kind of range in our modelling, we looked at how much they'd need to maintain that $55,000 a year, so we're going to live till 90, which is a pretty reasonable assumption, and that they would have a 90% confidence that they wouldn't run out of money. So what that takes into account is all the uncertainty that might be in the market over the course of their retirement. When we interviewed people, they said, we want to be really sure about this, which makes sense. We don't want to be running out of money early. So we went for a really high confidence level. And in order to maintain that standard of living, our modelling showed that you'd need about $369,000 by the time you hit 67. What that takes into account, something that people don't always factor into, and it's actually one of the biggest components of your retirement income, is the age pension. So that $369,000 might sound quite low if it's going to give you $55,000 a year, but the age pension does a lot of the heavy lifting, even for average income earners in retirement. That's accounting for more than half of their ongoing income that they'll be drawing down. So it takes all that kind of guesswork out of it and gives you an idea of what you yourself can target with your superannuation and your savings outside of super, and assumes that you'll be eligible for the age pension that you should be entitled to under the way the rules currently exist.
On ABC Radio Perth, you're listening to Xavier O'Halloran. He's the Director of Super Consumers Australia. New research that sort of plots some financial targets to help you make better decisions about when might be the right time to put those feet up. Xavier, a couple of things that I'm aware of to be true, even with a number like that, $55,000 a year and $369,000, or it might be higher than that, but even with the reassurance that if we're careful, we're probably going to be okay, do you reckon we spend money willingly as we get older, or do most of us actually worry that what happens if we run out? Because at 65, I might have 3 years left if I'm unlucky, but there is an ever-increasing chance that I might have 20 or 25 years left.
That's right. And that is the kind of calculus that I think a lot of Australians are making at the moment. And that's what the Retirement Income Review, that was a big review a couple of years ago now, found as well, that people were really afraid to spend down their principal. They'd spend their entire life saving up to this big nest egg. And then when it came to retirement, the fear of running out was all pervading. So what we're really trying to do with this is give people a better sense of, well, what are the outer limits that your money is likely to last for over the course of retirement, so you can feel a little bit more comfortable that it will last as long as you need it to. Now, this isn't a substitute for you kind of getting really personalised and tailored advice. This is just a kind of rule of thumb to help people on their way to figuring out exactly what they'll need.
Well, when my mum was elderly, she lived very modestly and she watched her savings really closely. And it was interesting the number of times that I said to her, it's okay, mum, if you want to buy something or go on that trip, you can and you should. But she did remain very circumspect. And when she died, most of her money was still in the bank. Are people saving it for a rainy day, or are people wanting or needing to increasingly factor in what happens if I need to go into care and have to pay for that care? Is that really weighing on people's minds too?
It is, yeah. The research really showed that as well. People are worried about the two main factors that are driving people to hold on to their money and not spend down are concerns about aged care and concerns about health costs as well. This is an area that needs more work, I think, to explain what exactly goes on. But I think it's important for people to know that, particularly with health costs and even with a lot of aged care costs, there are government supports that do cover the bulk of what people are likely to experience in terms of cost there. People know that Medicare is there to provide that universal health care that is going to cover a lot of the costs that people are going to experience there. And similarly, there are supports around aged care and housing costs as people age and moving out of their homes as well. So this is a really important area that needs more work. Ours goes some way to it, to explaining, what the typical costs are that people are actually experiencing as they age. I think in order to overcome some of those really reasonable fears that people have, there needs to be a lot more done to explain that, you know, the system is there to support people as they age as well, and they won't be left without, and that people really can spend down more confidently than, unfortunately, they have been to date.
Xavier, good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Xavier O'Halloran is the CEO of Super Consumers Australia.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Jeff Hutchison is driving you home.
ABC Radio Perth.
Bingo. On ABC Radio Perth.